All right, it's that time of the year where Christmas movies are starting to come out. I thought it would be fitting to review the 1947 film titled The Bishop's Wife, starring Cary Grant, Loretta Young, and David Niven. I came across this under a recommendation on the internet for when people were asking, what are some good Christmas movies? And this was a classic that came up. In this film, Cary Grant plays the part of Dudley, who in the film, he is an angel. The couple in the film, played by Loretta Young and David Niven, Julia and Henry, were going through a little bit of hard time, or they were having some hard times, and they were saying a lot of prayers, and they were praying that they could get this cathedral built. In comes Dudley, who plays the part of an angel, who basically, whenever he's around, all of a sudden, everything just starts working. If you're having any problem, he could make it right. If there's someone that's not there, he snaps his finger. Here comes that person. In a way, it's a fairy tale, but it's very interesting. The film is in black and white, and it was produced by Samuel Goldwyn. And this was before Metro-Goldwyn, a collaboration which came, I guess, years later. Cutting to the chase, I really enjoyed this film. It gives you nothing but warm feelies. I would give it 5 stars. It was interesting. So when Cary Grant came on the scene, when Dudley first appeared, he appeared in front of David Niven's character, Henry. And Henry was like, where did you come from? And then he finally explains to him, I'm an angel and I've come here to help you. And he's like, he just didn't believe him. Next thing you know, Dudley is sort of charming his wife, Julia, taking her to dinner and going places, and pretty soon Henry's character gets really jealous. He couldn't tell, for some reason they couldn't tell anyone else that he was an angel. But there were a lot of scenes in this that were interesting. There were little CGI scenes where he would wave his hands and magical things would happen, like when he sorted the cards in the one room. And then there were scenes, for example, where he played a harp and it really looked like it was him playing it, but in fact it was a professional harp player. When he was ice skating, that one wasn't done as well. You could clearly tell that was a body double. So there was a scene where he was like a professional ice skater doing jumps and twirls and everything. Anyhow, this is one of those warm, feely Christmas movies. It probably would be a good one to add to your list to watch every year. In the IMDb trivia, it listed a few interesting things, like when they first set out to make the film, the parts of Dudley and Henry were reversed, where David Niven played the part of the angel. And then they got a new director, and the director was like, this just doesn't feel right. And so they swapped the parts around, which I think was a great decision. It also mentioned in the trivia that the Queen of England really liked this film. And then there was a tie-in also, I guess, Michael Landon's wife, his second wife, really liked this film so much so that it inspired the TV series Highway to Heaven, which was a successful series that ran from 1984 to 1989. So anyway, again, I really enjoyed The Bishop's Wife, and I highly recommend it and will give it 5 stars. One thing I forgot to mention was that the film was later remade with modern actors. In 1996, the film The Preacher's Wife came out, starring Denzel Washington, Whitney Houston, Courtney B. Vance, and Gregory Hines. I had not seen The Preacher's Wife, so this is something that I will definitely follow up with, and I need to go watch and do a compare and contrast between the two films.